Okay, we got Ron Fry coming up here, and Barbara, too.
So we're going to start with something that's close to political, but it's not really. It's more about the way something is designed. And it has to do with the, do you guys know the Tesla Cybertruck?
Yes.
Okay. So if you could like pass these out, we've got like half a dozen, I'll keep that.
We don't have too many, you have to share.
If you would like one.
It's a sing-along, and I'm going to get started. It's kind of like a sea chanty, so I want to get you guys started with the rhythm. Because it's kind of like how you got to heave that anchor up or pull the sail down or that sort of a thing, but we want to get that going. So, right back here are some indications of where you can hold your hands and not obscure the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
But don't show them.
No, I won't.
You want to come up here with us?
So, yeah, we're also going to hold the lyrics up so that you can see them. But I want to get you started with that rhythm thing of like we're pulling up the anchor. So it's... Can you join in with that? Yeah. So it's a sea chanty, kind of like da 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 da. Now you can do it. There once was a truck with an ugly frame. Its angle's sharp and it looked so lame. The people wondered who's to blame. The man who goes to Mars. All hail the Cybertruck. A brick on wheels, it frankly sucks. They call it slick, but let's be real, it's the dumbest thing on wheels. Again. There once was a truck with an ugly frame. Its angle sharp and it looked so lame. The people wondered who's to blame. The man who goes to Mars. All hail the Cybertrucks. A brick on wheel, it frankly sucks. They call it slick, but let's be real, it's the dumbest thing on wheels. All right, thank you.
Is that an original?
No, that's floating around on Facebook, and I stole it there, and it didn't indicate a source. You're good.
Okay.
You got to be Vanna, yeah. So do you guys know an artist named John Gorka? He has a real quirky sense of humor. A line in one of his songs says, I saw someone with your hair, so I asked him to give it back. And he has, Barbara and I got to go hear him at Cafe Carp over a year ago. And he does a song called People My Age. And he's younger than me, but it's all right. People my age have started looking gross. Cannot say all, but I shouldn't say most. I've seen them in the grocery. I've seen them up close. People my age have started looking gross. Join in on this, but I want you to really exaggerate. Be gross or gross or however you want to say that. People my age are showing somewhere. There's holes where their teeth was and their heads have gone bare. Their brains are shrinking, faces sinking into fat. As for the mirror, we won't be looking into that. My age have started looking
gross.
Oh, come on. People my age started looking. Thank you, girls. Maybe not in Colorado or up the Silicon Coast. Back in Pennsylvania, I'd eat scrapple on toast. Those were my first steps on a road to looking gross. He talks about scrapple and says it's a pork-based product that has doesn't have as many health benefits as Spam. People my age are looking overripe. Some are getting operations to tighten up what ain't tight. What gravity's room they try to fix with a knife. What's pleasant in the darkness is plain scary in the light. People my age have started looking. Right. I cannot say all, but I couldn't say most. I've seen them in the grocery, I've seen them up close. Started looking gross. Thank you. So, how many songs do I get to do?
You can do both.
So I can carry on. Huh? All right. Barbara and I recently saw the A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie, and we loved it. I know, Dan, you saw it, and I think you're going to be doing The Times They Are Changing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be doing a song that is number 14 on the Rolling Stone list of 500 greatest songs of all time, which is Blowin' in the Wind. And it just sort of seems like a return to protest songs in these times is appropriate. Appropriate. Not that we can't do them all the time with the grannies or anybody. But I think this one will come back to many of you, and you should just sing along as you will. This song, and he said, there ain't too much I can say about this song except that the answer is blowing in the wind. It ain't, this is words of his from 1962. It ain't in no book or movie or TV show or discussion group, man. It's in the wind and it's blowing in the wind. Too many of these hip people are telling me where the answer is, but oh, I won't believe that. I will say it's in the wind, and just like a restless piece of paper, it's got to come down some. But the only trouble is that no one picks up the answer when it comes down, so not too many people get to see and know, and then it flies away. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many years was yeah. This will be my last song. But we, Barbara and I, enjoy a woman who has done a lot of her own material and a lot of different genres for that material. And her name is Susan Warner. She comes around here sometimes and sings. We got to hear her at the Stoughton Opera House. And this one takes me back. It's a story she's got. We'll get into her song in a minute, but it reminds me of when I was trying to find what became Barbara. Right? So you go out and you meet people, and you've got this brief period of time where you're getting the information about them and trying to figure out, does this look like it might work? Does this feel like comfort? And a couple of times I went to somebody's house and they had this little yappy dog that just ran amok, real excited to have somebody over, I get it. But then the woman picks up the dog and she's like, Oochie Coochie, such a nice doggy, love you, mama loves you. And I'm like, oh my God, that could be me. So I would like to point out that Barbara did not have a dog. And that was a good thing. Now, so this song will take you a little bit elsewhere, but it's also about a couple getting together and how maybe such things can work or not work. Our evening together was magic. We had dinner and wine. You said, your place or mine. We woke up the next day in your bedroom. We had coffee and laughed. And in a few minutes after, you said, maybe it's time you meet Fred, my Polish lowland sheepdog. And then Fred jumped up on the bed. His eye petted Fred on the head. You kissed your dog on the mouth. That's when it all went south. That's when my feet hit the floor. That's when I walked out your door. For I could not. Lips on his, and that wasn't missing the end. You followed me out to my cabaret. You said, what's the big deal? You said, Fred, sit, Fred, heel. You said, dog's mouths are cleaner than humans. I said, I have my doubts, because dogs put their snouts in their okay, ass. And they eat crap they find in the grass. And that's how you get hookworm. And you cried, you got all upset. But I tried, and I could not forget. You kissed your, made the page turn to dog on the mouth. That's when it all. That's when my feet hit the floor, and I walked out your door. For I could not unsee what I'd seen when you switched your feet and put your lips on his, and that wasn't the end. I wander right up till the day of my death. About that slight hint of kibbles and bits on your breath. You kissed your dog on the mouth. Why did you do that? We had a chance at love. We'll never get that back. For I could not unsee what I'd seen when you switched your pooch, put your lips on his. That wasn't the same. Can you do the chorus with me? your dog come out. That's when it all and that wasn't necessary. Thank you.